Now I'm reading verse 2 here. And the first went and poured out his bowl into the earth, and it became a noisome and grievous sore upon the man that had the mark of the wild beast and that worshipped his image. Vincent writes, each angel, as his turn comes, withdraws from the heavenly scene. In other words, the angel leaves the place where the mercy seat is, and it's now judgment, and he leaves that, and he comes out and pours the judgment bowl of wrath upon the earth. Now, this one is quite interesting. It looks as if God is engaged in germ warfare upon the followers of Antichrist. Scripture states that the life of flesh is in the blood, and also death is in the blood. And these putrefying sores are worse than leprosy or cancer. And as man discovers a remedy today for one disease, another that's more frightful appears. These are judgments of God by which he reveals physically what man is morally, utterly corrupt. And this compares to the sixth plague in Egypt and is the same type of sower, a boil. It's interesting to note that Moses predicted judgment that was coming upon Israel someday just like this. And that is given to us back in the book of Deuteronomy, by the way. Probably I ought to take a moment off and just turn to that and read to you. In Deuteronomy 28:15, it says, "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." Verse 27. Now, for here's the list of them. "The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with hemorrhoids, and with the scab, with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed." This is a terminal sore, by the way. And then verse 35, another. "The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed from the sole of the foot to the top of the head." And Moses predicted that. Now, this is for those who receive the mark of the beast. Now, those that didn't, they're in a bad way also. We've already seen that. They can't buy nor sell. And the old bromide today, a man must eat, and he'll do anything for that. If a man has a family that's starving, and he can't work, and he can't buy, therefore, and he can't beg, nobody'll give to him, and he has several starving little children, you know, I'm not going to blame him if he breaks into a market and gets something for them, because his little children have got to eat. That is a strong drive that man has. He must eat. And therefore, that awful thing that's put upon man, unless he has the mark of the beast. But those that have the mark of the beast are not going to have it so easy, because at the end of the great tribulation, God will judge them with this. And this is a judgment of God. And may I just add this, I have always interpreted the cancer that I had as a judgment from God. I still do it today, that I feel that's what it was. And the fact God healed me is the fact that God forgave me and has given me my greatest ministry since then. So I am rejoicing in that. But this doesn't cause these people to turn to God.